You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
In the early hours of Wednesday morning, a group of heavily armed assassins headed for the hills above Port-au-Prince and stormed the home of Haitian President Jovenel Moïse. He was shot dead, and his wife Martine Moïse is in critical condition. This local resident heard the gunfire.
I heard something go boom like an earthquake. I thought something under the soil had been turning.
While police say they've killed four people and arrested two others, they haven't identified the suspects. Interim Prime Minister of Haiti, Claude Joseph, says the attackers were disguised.
The president died cowardly. By a bunch of cowards. They pretend that they are DEA, Drug Enforcement Agency, but they are not. They actually killed the president. But most of them were speaking Spanish, some were speaking English. They killed the president and hurt his wife. Thank God the kids are safe and they were not hurt.
Authorities declared a state of siege and promptly shut down the international airport. They say they believe the suspects were foreign nationals, as most people in the country speak French and Haitian Creole. The motive for the attack is still unclear. Haiti's history of dictatorship and political upheaval has long hindered democracy from strengthening. Mr. Joseph says Mr. Moïse has been committed to justice for those bearing the brunt of inequality.
And, you know, President Jovenel Moïse was against some oligarchs in the country. And we believe those things are not without consequences. He also knew that, you know, when you attack some big interests in the country, anything can happen. But it's not how democracy should work, because you can have your own idea. I have my own idea. So you should not kill me for that, because President Jovenel Moïse was a staunch Democrat himself.
But President Moïse has been ruling by decree for more than 2 years after the country failed to hold elections, which meant the parliament was dissolved. Opposition leaders have accused him of passing laws to increase his power, including an order that limited the powers of a court which audits government contracts, and another that created an intelligence agency that answers exclusively to the president. Mr. Moïse was also facing long-standing allegations of financial corruption, which fueled anger across the country. Haiti is the Northern Hemisphere's poorest nation. 60% of the population earn less than $2 a day, and food and fuel are increasingly hard to come by. As it struggles to control its COVID-19 outbreak, the country has been also suffering a rise in kidnappings and gang violence. And in recent months, large anti-government protests have turned violent.
I'm in the street to demand justice for the underprivileged masses. That is my demand. We're from the poorer suburbs. We're saying that we can no longer live like this. We're out on the street to demand justice.
Opponents have been demanding that the president step down, arguing that his term legally ended in February 2021. But Mr. Moïse said he would stay because he had been delayed in starting his five-year term in the first place. That position was backed by the United States. U.S. State Department spokesman Ned Price says Mr. Moïse's claims to the presidency was legitimate.
It is still the view of the United States that elections this year should proceed. We know that free and fair elections are the democratic path towards ending Haiti's irregular and prolonged rule by decree and restoring its parliament, which as of now has lapsed. Free and fair presidential elections will facilitate a peaceful transfer of power to a newly elected president as well.
The US, Mexico, Canada, the European Council, and the United Nations have all condemned the assassination. UN spokesman Stéphane Dujarric says the perpetrators must be brought to justice, and he's urging the Haitian community to remain calm.
The Secretary General calls on all Haitians to preserve the constitutional order, remain united in the face of this abhorrent act, and reject all violence. The United Nations will continue to stand with the government and people of Haiti.
Haiti's ambassador to the U.S., Bushit Edmond, says they're planning to request international assistance as the country's future hangs in the balance. A new prime minister, Dr. Ariel Henry, was supposed to start today, but those plans have since derailed. Interim Prime Minister Claude Joseph says elections scheduled for later this year should be held, and he's pledged to work with Mr. Moïse's allies and opponents alike, which is something Ambassador Edmond hopes the citizens of Haiti will learn from.
Because there is no benefit in trying to put the country deeper in chaos. It's very important to work together. And I believe this is what the current authorities they are determined to do, use that lamentable event and use it as a point of unity, because we have to come together.
Nadine Silva, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.